Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the scriptures, please, this evening to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, and 1 Peter, chapter 1. In Nehemiah 8, verse 9, we see this passage is describing when the people of God, under the leadership of Nehemiah, got back to God. The people had been away from God. You might say backslid and been away. They hadn't heard the word and they hadn't been practicing his decrees. But they had a day where they came out, the whole congregation, everybody, men, women, children, everybody are standing out there. And this is an all day thing. And they read the Bible, they had, for a half a day. You think our services go up? And then the ministers talked about it for hours and hours. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, the Levites, talked to people. And they said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." When they heard the word, what they were supposed to have been doing, and realized how far off they were, and that they hadn't been doing it, there was mourning and crying throughout the congregation. But Nehemiah and the priests and the Levites said, "No, stop crying. Stop crying." Verse 10. "Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" Hallelujah. Even if you've missed it, even if you see how you've come short, it's not the Lord's will that you just grieve and mourn day after day and week after week. If you see you've missed it and your heart smites you, that's not God condemning you. That's your own heart. Well, then you repent, but He wants you to receive your forgiveness and get up and forget about the past and be glad and rejoice. And one of the greatest indicators that you're in faith is when you get in joy. If you're still sad, you're still not believing. You know, people say, "Well, I've missed it so many places." Well, who hasn't? "Well, I asked the Lord to forgive me." Well, why are you still sad then? "I just don't feel like He did." Well, then you hold your feelings more supreme than His word. Because He said that if you'd confess, repent, He'd forgive and cleanse. Is that right? What, do we believe Him or not? Do we believe that Jesus has paid for all of our sins, all of our mistakes? He gave us His righteousness because ours wouldn't cut it. But if you really believe He's heard you, if you really believe He's forgiven you, if you really believe He's cleansed you, you can't stay depressed. You're happy. You're glad because you're clean. You're glad because you're free. If you're still sad, it's because you don't believe it. You don't believe His word. You don't believe what He said. And all of us have been there. But let's don't stay there. "Neither be ye sorry," as far as mourning and sad and depressed, don't be sorry, "for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, a lot of people know this phrase, but we need to be stirred up in the awareness of the force of joy. The joy of the Lord, we're talking about now, has the ability to quicken you and strengthen you on the inside. And oh, do you need it? Oh, do we need it? This world can be a great big drain. And there's all kind of things going on in the world that if you listen to it, if you look at it, if you think about it, if you talk about it, if you yield to the feelings, it'll make you sad. It'll make you sorry. It'll make you depressed. It'll make you feel defeated. But that's only if you yield to it. And you and I are the light of the world. When our co-workers, when our neighbors, when our relatives see us, they're not supposed to see depressed. They're not. They're not supposed to see unhappy. It's a bad witness. It's a misrepresentation. If you say, I'm a Christian, what you're saying is, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Well, a Christian is an anointed one. And the Bible said God anointed Jesus with the oil of joy and gladness above all His fellows. Hallelujah. Jesus, as He walked the earth, was not a depressed man. Somebody says, well, wasn't He the man of sorrows? For a little while. As He took all of our sins and bore the judgment for them. But He didn't live this way all His life, and He's not that way now. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. He's risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, He has. Yes, He has. That should give us joy. Somebody say joy. 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 The joy of the Lord is my strength. Makes me strong. Quickens me. Go to 1 Peter, please. 1 Peter, the first chapter. He said, don't be sorry. Don't be sad. Don't mourn. Don't cry. Don't be depressed. Don't be defeated. Why? For the joy of the Lord, your strength. Which he said, you stay with that, you're going to get weaker and weaker. Nobody ever got stronger being depressed. You only get weaker. And though many would try to tell you they can't help it, it's simply not true. We're, as children of God, we have been made overcomers. And the greater one's in us, not out here. And we don't have to yield to thoughts and feelings we discern are not right. I said, you don't have to. Oh, they're real. And the feelings are real and the thoughts are real and they can be very strong. They can be very persistent. Which is why you have to be persistent in resisting them. Said, no, I don't. I know it's real, but it's not right. I know the feeling is real, but I don't have a right to feel that way. This is the truth. And when you think about the truth, it's going to lift you up out of that quagmire of depression and heaviness. And the truth will make you free. Glory to God. In 1 Peter 1 and 5, it says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice. Somebody say, greatly rejoice. Greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Now, that sounds like a contradiction. Which one are they doing? Are they in heaviness through manifold temptations, or are they rejoicing greatly? They're choosing to rejoice greatly in the midst of these feelings of heaviness and in these situations. Can you do that? Is it possible to do that? The Bible said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, trials, and tests. Count it all joy. Can you?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. You can act how you feel and be depressed and sad and get weaker by the hour. Or you can resist those things and rejoice anyway. And begin to tap in to what's inside you and who's inside you. And as you yield to that joy, it will strengthen you. It will quicken you. He's living. He's alive. Hallelujah. The flesh profits nothing, Jesus said. But the words I speak unto you, they are spirit. Hallelujah. They're life. Do we need joy?
Yes.
All we need is why the Lord told us to rejoice all the time. Didn't he say it?
Yes.
Keep reading. He said, verse 7, 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, did he change subjects? What's he talking about in this verse? Faith. And your faith being tried. What was the previous verse talking about? Rejoicing greatly. What does rejoicing and faith have to do with one another? They're directly connected. If your faith's being tried, if you couple it with the verse that goes before it and the verses that come after it, if your faith's being tried, then you're being tempted to despair. And evidence that you're refusing to yield to that would be that you retain your joy when other people quit. When other people cry and give up, you're still shouting. You're still praising God. And it is a choice. I said it's a choice. Believing is a choice. I've had people tell me, I'm sorry, I just can't believe that. That's an untruth. No such thing as a person that can't believe something. To say it correctly, you should say, I choose not to believe it. By very nature of what faith is, you don't have to understand something to believe it. You just choose to believe it. A lot of things could be said along that line.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.